This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Monday. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, I've got to say, I really don't understand millennials. I really don't. My children are millennials. Thankfully, my children are not of that mindset. Lots of millennials are. Now, one of the things we're going to see here, which I'm going to enjoy to no small degree, is that the left now get to enjoy living with their own precedents, the things that they set up. You know, a philosopher, a great philosopher named Ferris Bueller once said, life comes at you pretty fast. And 10 minutes ago, somber progressives were lecturing Donald Trump over his Make America Great Again. They sniffed about it. America is already great. 5 minutes later, they came out with F America with 3 K's in it. American flags being burned in the streets. 10 minutes ago, Democrats were fretting that Donald Trump and his partisans would refuse to concede defeat and insisting that Trump must make a dramatic public commitment to personally working toward a peaceful transfer of power, which he, you know, did. There are whispers of political violence, of riots in the streets and arson and smashed windows and violent assaults. And 5 minutes later, all of that came to pass, perpetrated by progressives in reaction to Trump's winning the election fair and square. 10 minutes ago, they were complaining that Trump's talk of rigged elections undermined faith in democracy and in the legitimacy of the United States government. 5 minutes later, they were complaining that the elections were rigged against them by an electoral system that treats the states as states, entities with political interests of their own, rather than as administrative subdivisions of the federal government. With their candidate set to lose the presidency in spite of her being projected to win the most individual votes, Democrats once again turned their rage against the American constitutional order itself, and out came the signs, America was never great. Par for the course, I guess. I remember how the Mormons rioted after 2012 when Mitt Romney lost. Wasn't that horrible? Shocking. Things grew so lawless that the car was spotted double parked on a Sunday morning across the church from a church in Provo. Several young men were spotted nearby with their ties slightly askew. Such horror. The horror. As windows were smashed and fires were set and bystanders beaten, our progressive friends tutted that the protests were mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful is another way of saying peaceful if you ignore all this violence. But even if we set aside the arson and the vandalism and the assaults, there's going to be plenty to lament in the nonviolent protests too. Those America with 3 K's in its signs and the burning flags are a reminder of what the left really hates is not Donald Trump, his supporters, or Republicans at large, though the left hates all of those too, but the country itself. They believe the United States to not, you know, be not only imperfect, and an understanding of the imperfection of human beings and their institution is the foundation of conservatism, after all, but wicked, depraved, filled to the gills with hatred and bigotry, one step away from building concentration camps for the homosexuals. As windows were smashed and fires were set and the bystanders beaten, our progressive friends, well, you know, they're displaying a style of peace that makes Liberace look like Danny Trejo, you know, machete. According to this view, going to be the great catalyst for all anti-gay pogroms. You can make a case for racist and sexist, a pretty good one, but anti-gay? Not really. I kind of think they're just looking for an easy rhyme to their chants. Racist, sexist, divorcee, Trump steaks made of poor filet. There's much to dislike about Trump for these people. For them, he is a man that is morally and intellectually unfit for the office which he has been elected, thanks to a cheesed-off Republican primary electorate and the fact that the alternative was, well, coyote ugly, and not in the visual sense. But the left does not quite seem to get what he is about. His views on trade and on economic relations with foreign countries in general are very close to that of Senator Bernie Sanders. And his views on immigration are not all that different either. It was Senator Sanders, not Trump, who whispered darkly of shadowy open borders plots and being hatched by American billionaires to undermine the economic and political power of the working class. Trump is not quite Ron Paul on foreign policy, but he's the closest thing to a Taft-style non-interventionist that Americans have elected since, well, they didn't really elect Taft, but he was some, you know, truly daft and potentially destructive ideas that he mainly shares with the people out calling for his assassination. You know, what he's doing is he's playing these people like a harp from hell. Sometimes it gets boring to point out the double standards, but recall that when well-behaved Republican protesters gathered to criticize some aspects of the Florida recount in 2000, the media described it as a riot, a Brooks Brothers riot. And Democrats such as Representative Jerry Nadler wailed that there was a whiff of fascism in the air. If the election had gone the other way and crowds of angry Trump voters were out in the streets beating people, they aren't, but, you know, there's plenty of hate crime hoaxes out there, there would be klaxons of alarm sounding 24 hours a day and zero talk of how the protests were mostly peaceful. And perversely, the Trump presidency is bearing some worthwhile fruit before it even begins. Once more, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Free speech is an absolute right that must be defended at all costs. They went, you know, last time they went really silent right around the time the fellow who won the Nobel Peace Prize started assassinating American citizens in extra-legal drone strikes. Now they seem to have found their voice again. Two cheers for all of that. But for 8 years, the Democrats celebrated the aggrandizement of the already inflated presidency left to Barack Obama by Bush. You remember the greatest hits, if Congress won't act, I will. I have a pen and a phone. Elections have consequences, and my personal favorite is I won. Somebody else won this time. The pretensions of the imperial presidency are going to haunt Democrats for the immediate future, but they'll quickly rediscover their belief in limits on the executive. And while they're rediscovering old virtues, they might take a moment to lament Harry Reid's weakening of the filibuster, an ancient protection of minority interests in the less Democratic House of our national legislature. They also might lament his attempts to gut the First Amendment in order to permit the federal government, which in January will be under the management of Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and President Donald Trump, to regulate for political speech, deciding who can speak about what and when and on what terms. Maybe they'll thank those wicked conservative justices on the Supreme Court for saving basic political speech rights. If they're smart, they will rediscover federalism, too, and the peacemaking potential of a school of thought that says in a diverse nation of 320 million souls, there's no reason life in rural Idaho must be lived in exactly the same way as it is in Brooklyn or Santa Monica. The United States has never really been quite that free of executive pretense. But we'll see what we got coming. It's going to be better than what we've had. We'll be right back.
your goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
And we are back and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires.
guns, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Especially if you're in a... Well, okay. Let me explain to you where lead is worth more than gold. See, right now, in all of the enclaves that Hillary won, as a matter of fact, we've been flooded by this media. They got everything wrong. That our progressive liberal Democrat colleagues are responding to their bitter disappointment that Hillary lost fair and square by rioting. And in some cases, so far, you know, from what we know, not all of them, absolutely some of them, there's cases of looting and arson and violence directed at supporters of Donald Trump, and they have characterized their protests regarding their disapproval and disappointment in losing. I've seen this kind of behavior before. I've seen it twice. And unfortunately, our society is not willing to take direct and decisive action to moderate these excesses. Now, why would you say direct and decisive action? Well, because walking on a street and exercising your right to vote is not a reason for a bunch of gangbangers or a bunch of mob, you know, the mob to come up on you and start kicking the mud out of you. For the first time, the millennials have been told no. They've come up to this point, you know, right now the college-age students, they've got their safe spaces, they've got their microaggressions, they're being told you can't say this. If they want to be transgender or whatever, you know, if they're in New York and they want to fall under one of the 31 or 51 categories, whatever it is, you've got to know their pronouns, you know, just by osmosis. You just got to walk in there and know what to say. So, what do we know about these guys that are rioting? First of all, they are old enough to vote, even if they're not mature enough to do much else. And some of them are older than, you know, typically children. It's very apparent that these mature voters learn nothing about acting in a mature manner from their parents, nor did they learn anything from their college professors. Their only response to almost everything appears to boil down to one simple thought. If I don't get exactly what I want, when I want it, or am resisted in any way, I'm going to start a riot. So it seems as if these young hooligans view the operation of the United States government as a branch of Santa Claus, Inc. They view the Constitution as an impediment. When dealing with petulant, destructive children, a prompt and meaningful response is going to be essential. Does this mean they should be locked up? Well, probably not. If we locked up the rioters, that would only mean that we would have to support them in prison instead of at college. Either way, it's money coming out of our pockets. It relieves them of the responsibility of being able to support themselves. The penalty for rioting while you were going to college on the government's dime shouldn't be prison, but it might be the equivalent of cutting off their allowance. So, in other words, if they have financial support in some form or other, whether some sort of tuition subsidy or welfare after being found guilty, I believe a more immediate and lasting lesson would be learned by saying, you better learn how to pay your own tuition bills because the government isn't going to support you anymore. And when I say support them, I mean in all ways. We can't cut off tuition assistance and have them simply trot down to the local welfare department and file for welfare benefits so they can continue their temper tantrums about whatever the cause du jour may be. It also might help if Congress enabled property insurers to sue everyone found guilty of rioting to compensate them for these properties, automobiles, and so on, that are damaged or destroyed during their temper tantrum riots. Regardless of how much money mommy and daddy have, there's a good chance they would be reluctant to underwrite the ultimate cost of their completely out of control temper tantrums if a lawsuit by the insurance underwriters comes out of the pockets of mommy and daddy. What a terrible, terrible pity that would be, wouldn't it? I say I've seen this twice because I have two sons. I've actually seen it three times because I have two sons and a daughter. There is one other thing for them to consider. For these safe space dwelling, microaggression avoiding children that think it's okay to attack people for voting somewhere, that think it's okay to destroy stuff that doesn't belong to them, I still have this wicked little notion in my head that they need to come around the corner and come upon a group of pipe hitters, operators, tooled up, ready to go, with the most awful of intentions. If you're going to, the problem with these riots is these people, or these children, are going out looking for trouble, and they're not really finding it. They need to find it. They need to learn what it's like when you actually find that which you're looking for. You're going to roll up on some pipe hitters? Well, you had better be ready for what comes with that. Because these guys do not exist in a theoretical world. It is a trained and drilled and tested world in which they live. Everything is based upon a certain degree of science. And if they start employing their science upon you, this will be something that, well, it'll be a very valuable life lesson. It would be my hope that the pipe hitters would not actually do what they're trying to do. Maybe just, I don't know, hurt them a little bit. Hurt them a lot, I don't know. Now, this is not me calling for violence. This is me saying, I'm ready to see a little self-defense out there. I'm ready to see the modern-day version of the South Korean shopkeepers out of L.A. These guys got around their stuff. They armed up. When the people came, they stayed home. They stayed where they were at. And the rioters went around them. They weren't going out and hunting them down. We're going to talk some more about the rioters when we get back, just because this is an outrageous phenomenon to watch. And it's sort of entertaining for me. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Oh, yes, it truly is. Now, they were kind to us, this left-leaning media, this mainstream media shill bunch of ours. For months leading up to the debacle that has shocked them beyond belief, they were nice enough to warn us that, well, they were telling us that if we were Trump supporters, that we were going to be very violent, or we are very violent, and we're going to riot if he loses the election. They were salivating at the ratings triumph of this imagined scenario. They knew it was coming. And when it happened, it was going to validate their contempt for Trump and for me and you and anybody that supported him. And so prevalent was this conviction that Trump was going to lose and lose badly that Chris Wallace of Fox News, Faux News, F-A-U-X News, in the last debate, asked Trump if he would concede if he lost. Why didn't he? It never occurred to him to ask Clinton the same question. And no, it didn't. The media have been out of one mind this past year and a half, including Fox News, that Clinton was a shoo-in. that Donald never stood a chance. Not only would Clinton win, but the Senate and even the House were going to fall back into Democrat hands. It was going to be pandelirium. Chuck Schumer was measuring for drapes in the Speaker's office. This is how thoroughly resistant to the national temperament all of the news media has been throughout this campaign. Deaf and blind to the reality of so many American citizens' fury at the political elite, so perfectly exemplified by pantsuit and her adherents. Now that Trump has won, those insider elites blithely continue with their mocking and their patronizing and their spoken contempt of the millions of Americans who voted for Trump. No time for self-reflection, although the New York Times has published a letter admitting it missed the depth of the Trump movement. They said from now on they're going to rededicate themselves to honest reporting or, you know, something like that. I don't know. E-I-E-I-O, you know. This, after they blatantly and purposely, with their editor's blessing, tossed all objectivity out of the window in their effort to elect Clinton. I would love to be a part of the mainstream media. I would and you want to know how I would do that? One, you would never know where I stood, because I would hate every politician out there. I would hate the good ones. I would hate the bad ones, because the bad ones are already bad, and the good ones always succumb to being bad ones. So I would just hate them all to begin with. I would be asking questions. What kind of assurance can you give me that you're going to follow your oath? No, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about how you get things done in Washington. I want to know about you following your oath. Don't tell me about how you get things done in Washington. I know it may be like, you know, I'm gonna, just you know, humor me here. Let's be quaint. I'm over here with my butter churn. Go ahead and tell me. The D.C. establishment has long been seduced and then trapped by this addictive effervescence that is life in D.C. The elected officials who live there, they move their families there, they send their children to D.C. private schools that are exclusive in every sense of the word, and they're almost instantly cosseted by the sheer luxury of the lifestyle afforded them. When they get installed there, they forget the constituents back home. They live in a rarefied world, untouched by flyover country or its citizens. Gradually, they come to loathe those constituents, the ones who call them with petty complaints and local issues. They pawn them off on staffers and attend to their position in the D.C. society of swells. And that's why Trump won. Because those millions of people across the nation are sick to death of being ignored and mocked and dismissed as annoyances by the people they elected to serve them and their interests. Our elected officials get to send their kids to the best schools in the nation, but deny their constituents school choice because they are beholden to the teacher unions. They eat at the finest restaurants while millions of their constituents don't eat. The men and women in Congress have great health insurance while Obamacare is imposed on the folks back home and they can't afford it. And their doctors can't afford it. Obama still talks as though he did American citizens a favor. He didn't do that. And he has been increasingly despotic, going around Congress to regulate more and more aspects of all of our lives. And that's going to be good till January the 20th. Conservatives have never marched or rioted when they have lost an election. Never. You can count on the left to do that every time. Or at least when they're offended by anything they can define as a grievance against their group, such as the votes of others with which they disagree. And these protests are not spontaneous. All you got to do is go back to the WikiLeaks and read the Podesta emails and watch the O'Keefe videos. They're planned and paid for by, you know, George Soros. Like those in Ferguson who, with Soros dollars, launched the thuggish Black Lives Matter group so affectionately embraced by Hillary Clinton. Since the 1920s, it has always been the leftists who fomented and prompted violence as a means to their end game. And our media for months gleefully warned that Trump supporters would riot in the streets if he lost. That never would have happened, and they know it. And those tactics are wholly the province of the left. And they should thank God it doesn't happen, because we come prepared. I'm not going out there with a book of matches and a Bic lighter and a brick. If I'm going out there to be violent, I'm bringing the hyper-violence. Trump voters finally had enough and voted for a new direction. They're seeing riots in the streets organized by radical anti-democratic groups. And we can assume they want to make people regret their vote for Trump, but they're only making them more certain that they made the right choice. And very soon, they're going to have to leave Berkeley. What's with all these high school students doing this, too? They're not even old enough to vote. You got no say in the country, kids. You got to get a little older. You got to get out there and become an adult. Till then, stay in school. Maybe go to civics class. Saw this high school in Berkeley where they all walked out, and the teachers were like, "Hey, well, we know how to handle this. This is way, you know, this is what they do. The students, they walk out sometimes, and we've just got to sit here and support them." Yeah, or something like that. Get out of Berkeley. I want to see a progressive riot in my hometown. I can assure you that it will be contained in a small area, and that area will begin to contract. And then they'll become aware of the borders. And oh, what a moment that will be for them. Certain parts of them are going to pucker. When we come back, we're going to talk about the pain of progressive delusion. This is Lock and Load.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Indeed it is. Now then, let me say this first and foremost. Progressives, liberals, butthurt Hillary Clinton supporters. Listen to me, please. Okay, would you? You know, when I took the oath, when I put on the uniform, when I went off and served you, when I went out to protect you and this country, and every one of us that did it, we did not sit there and throw our hands up and say, we will protect everybody but the liberals. We'll do everything we can to save this country except for the liberals. We didn't do that. We went out there completely without prejudice. And today I exist completely without prejudice. I don't like some of the stuff that you do because you want to run my life. That is a natural reaction. I am not an animal to be caged. I am not a slave. I'm a free man. I was born in the greatest country in the United States. I gave some of me back to it. I'd do it again. If I see one of you out there in duress, being beaten half to death, I'm going to intercede and I'm going to help you. What do people like me get in return, though, for having a different idea from you? Well, on Facebook, for example, I get unfriended. I get unfriended. You know, I was talking. I had a friend that was on Facebook that I from school, from way back school. You know, junior high school. And she was promoting the narrative that Donald Trump was elected president solely because America's racist. And, you know, so I sent her links for exit polls conducted by CNN, the Clinton News Network, and showed that after the 2008, 2012, and 2016 elections, the demographics for all three elections were almost identical. You could do overlays with them. The big difference is that a higher percentage of people without college educations turned out to vote for Trump than they did for McCain or Romney. And in those elections, they voted overwhelmingly for Obama. It was also noted that nearly one in three Latinos voted for Trump, and that while still a small number, the percentage of black Americans voting Republican has doubled since John McCain. And these results indicate that it wasn't people motivated by racism who gave Trump his victory. It was a lack of inspiration for Hillary that led to her defeat. Yes, of course, I'm going to use the term spokeshole being asked in the chat room if I'm going to use that. So, the response was something that I'm completely used to. I was chastised because I intruded on her Facebook safe space. And if I could not resist to do this, then I should unfriend her. And I said, look, we're just having a disagreement. No need for us to not be friends. So she unfriended me. And this enlightened me to the small and distorted world that Hillary supporters and progressives in general have created for themselves in the last decade. The silencing of opposing opinions in schools and colleges and universities has been very well documented. Any opinions that run contrary to the progressive dogma gets oppressed on the grounds that they may be offensive to some individuals. Never mind what they say to me if I find that offensive. I'm white. I'm a male. I just need to take it. In the workplace, expressing conservative opinions, whether political or religious, except for here, of course, is likewise oppressed since such opinions create a hostile work environment. A business or business owner risks financial ruin by expressing views that progressives don't like. And, of course, in the media and pop culture, not towing to the ideological line is a kiss of death for the careers of all but the most established personalities, and sometimes even they are not immune. Now, Hillary supporters have spent a decade eliminating all the hurtful and opinions and offensive opinions from their lives, including the unfriending of friends and family on social media. They have created for themselves a small world completely disconnected from the sentiments of many of their fellow Americans, many of us that are related to them, that love them, love them. They live in such a self-imposed isolation. This gives them the false belief that the majority of Americans agree with them because, after all, everybody they know thinks just as they do. Never mind that they started out, as a thing on Facebook, they started out with 300 friends and now they have 30. So, while the expression of opposing views can be suppressed throughout society, Americans can still freely express themselves when it counts most, and that's during an election. With Trump's easy defeat of Hillary, the self-imposed delusion of her supporters was ripped apart by a hard dose of reality that the majority of American people do not share their worldview. And regrettably, even a delusional reality is extremely hard to give up. It's much easier to find other reasons to explain why the election went so painfully wrong. And for these people, the only explanation for Trump's victory is that a significant number of Americans, me and you, are still racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic, phobic. We're just all kinds of icks. That's just all it is. If it is phobic, we are it. It could not be because many Americans saw Hillary and the ideology that she represents as being more dangerous and detrimental to the nation than that of Donald Trump. And as the saying goes, kids, reality sucks. And this is especially true when you have spent the better part of a decade isolating yourself from reality. The pain, the emotional anguish, and the general confusion these people must be feeling is beyond our understanding, but it is a self-inflicted pain that results from the delusion that avoiding harmful and offensive opinions produces results. Now, here's the thing, all right? Like I said, if you're an American, you're worthy of protection by other Americans. And I did it. I would do it again. I simply wish that you would join me in the reality of life. Reality, you know, so there's no idealism, okay? There's no blind faith, no blind following. There shouldn't be any. All of you that followed Hillary, you were following a saboteur. You were following a criminal, a pay-for-play player on a big scale. It was never about this country. It was about her bank account. It's about Bill Clinton's bank account. This is a woman that makes tens of millions of dollars. She made $225,000 for speaking at a bank in Brazil for about 35 minutes, in which she stated she wanted she wanted a hemispheric union, which means no borders, no America. If you don't have borders, if you don't have requirements to be a citizen, you are not a country. We're just a destination. We're just, you know, what's between Mexico and Canada? We're not sovereign. And she was willing to give that up. Or she was at least willing to say she was willing to give that up until she got her $225,000 check. And I want you to think about that. $225,000 because they thought she was going to be president. I wonder how many people are calling her saying, hey, how about that money we paid you? Now that you're not going to be president, maybe you could pay that back, you loser. I don't know, but I, you know, it's lose the delusion. We'll be right back.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.